is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not no.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you, thank you, thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I tell you what, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. If this is indeed your first time joining us, thank you and welcome to a radio broadcast ministry that is exclusively designed to bring freedom, restoration, and preparation for the things of God concerning his people in this end time. For the word of God clearly has declared that if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. And with all diligence, brothers and sisters, in this end time, we are diligently reaching out to God's people, amen, to help you be prepared to be that church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. And not only that, amen, as the word of God said, men ought to always pray and to not faint. And Minister Mildred, we are in a time where people are fainting. That's right, sitting right up in the church, fainting. The enemy is fanning many of them to sleep. Amen. Going through the masquerade, going through the facade, going through the everyday rituals, and yet the enemy has fanned many of God's people to sleep. But in this end time, God is raising reformers that will bring God's people back to that place where they are having that relationship that the Lord Jesus Christ has established. So on that note, without any further preliminary, we're going to ask Minister Mildred to come and to please come share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Acts 16:25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's hand bands were loosed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We just want to praise you for another
Hallelujah.
Day. A day
you,
that you've blessed us to be here.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We thank you for this
Hallelujah.
Saturday, Lord God.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Thank you for the things that you're
oh,
doing.
Yes, Lord.
For the things that you're going to do, Lord
thank
God.
You, Lord,
because
Jesus.
You alone deserve the praises.
Hallelujah.
You alone deserve to be glorified
Jesus.
This day.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of
in
Jesus. Father, we continue
Jesus.
To lift you up.
Thank
we
you,
continue
Lord.
To give you all what due to you.
Thank you.
Because
Lord.
You alone, glory to God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You deserve it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been
Jesus.
Good to us all,
yes, Lord.
Lord. You woke us up last
Hallelujah.
Night. Hallelujah.
You,
this
Lord.
Morning, and you started us on our way.
Yes,
and Lord,
Lord,
we want to pray for our brothers and sisters out there. Hallelujah. That need a touch
yes,
from you today.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Got to have a touch even now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That many of them, Lord, that have issues in their life, Lord God. And just like the lady with the issues of blood, Lord, we're praying that you will
oh,
dry
yes.
up the issues in the lives of your people,
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, praying
yes.
for the ones behind prison bars, praying
yes,
for the
Lord.
Ones in the nursing home hospitals,
yes.
praying for the ones that are bereaved.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we
thank
just
you,
thank you today
thank
as we
you,
lift
Jesus.
You up continuously.
Yes, Lord.
You are the answer.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Found the, hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
The answer in you.
Thank you
and we
Lord.
Thank you
thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Listen, family, listen. Go ahead on. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that Moments of Inspiration,
Perfecting the Saints is now on the air. Listen, if you're out there in Facebook land, if you're out there in Periscope land, go right ahead, swipe the screen. God bless you to all of our family and friends out there in Periscope land. We certainly appreciate and thank God for you on today. Amen. As you come in, let us know where you're checking in from. Again, go ahead and invite your followers. Amen. On Periscope. I don't know if you got an Android or if you indeed have a iPhone. So you know which way to swipe it. Bay Area, California, God bless you. Bay Area, California, God bless you. Alexandria, Louisiana in the house. God bless you, Alexandria. Amen. And certainly we appreciate those of you, amen, that have joined us thus far. Amen. But as we said before, we are diligently looking to help God's people in this end time. Can I tell something? Can I share something with you? You know what? There are people, amen, sitting right up in the house of God that are experiencing technicalities. Amen. And it has become just a ritual-like thing. You know, when Jesus came, family, listen at this. And I'm going to show you how prominent a thing can be right around your nose. Because there are people sitting up right around us to go to show how much discernment is lacking in the church. Jesus brought it eloquently when he went into the temple. And the Bible says, amen. Thank you, beloved. Thank you so much. Amen. Yeah, for those of you out there in Periscope land, when we do open up that prayer line, amen. She just shared it across the screen, 877-464-2500. Amen. And again, for those of you, amen, that would love to correspond with Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred, listen, you can also, I know a lot of times you say, well, I can't get you on the phone. You can write us your letter. Write us your testimony. Write us your prayer request. Amen. And you can do that at P.O. Box, Bishop Townsend, in care of Bishop Townsend or Minister Mildred Townsend at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Upon receipt of your letter, of your prayer request, amen, we are going to touch and agree, amen. And even if you had a testimony, amen, we'll read that testimony across the air, amen. If not, you can always get back on the prayer line and give your testimony as to what God has done for you, amen. So, again, you know, family, we come to that place where the sincerity and the honesty of what God wants mandated, amen, because as I said before, there are many of God's people, look, they're going to church every Sunday, and they come back the same way they go. They go hurt, they come back hurt. And it became a norm in the days of Jesus, too. But here's what Jesus said. Jesus went into the temple, and the Bible says that he saw a woman in the temple, Minister Mildred, with what was called a bowed over spirit. We see that right today. Many times they call it severe cases of scoliosis, amen, where the backbone has just become curvature and it has caused them to walk bent over. And Jesus saw this spirit of infirmity on this particular young lady. And when he went in there, he went, watch this, she had been going through this for 18 years. Y'all hear what I said? Yes. Sitting right up in the church. Many of you bound by witchcraft, sorcery, sitting right up in the church. Yes. Sitting right up, oh God, help me, help me. Sitting right up in the midst of speaking in tongue. Sitting right up in the midst of prophesying. Sitting right up in the midst of jumping and shouting. And yet still bound by the powers of darkness. And Jesus went there. And he saw the condition that she was in. Isn't it strange that even we, the church today, have become so lackadaisical until the conditions that we see happening among our children, among our family, we just accept it, Minister Mildred, as something. We just accept these things. We're just accepting Alzheimer's. We're just accepting rheumatoid arthritis. We're just accepting all of these circumstances that Jesus Christ came. And then, you know what our excuse is? Well, the people didn't have faith. That's why it didn't happen. No, we the leaders ain't got faith. That's the problem. Amen. Because, see, the children learn from the parents. Hello, somebody. The children learn from the parents. Amen. If the children see that the parents are fearful or unafraid, then they pick up that same like nature. But if the children see that the parents are lackadaisical, if they see that the parents, amen, are slacking, children learn from their parents. Y'all better hear what I'm telling y'all on today. And so there's a lack of faith on the spiritual parents' part. Oh, we got faith to get in that money. We got faith to get in them pockets. Oh, yeah. We got faith, amen, to tell them that God is going to bless them with overflow increase and money coming from the north, south, east, and west. Oh, but when it comes to telling them to have faith that of a grain of a mustard seed, that our sons and daughters can be healed from, listen to me carefully, mental retardation. That our sons and daughters can be healed from autism. That our mothers and fathers can be healed from dyslexia and Alzheimer's and dementia. When it comes to that, then that's a little out of our league. But Jesus met that woman. And the Bible says that he rushed out and healed her. And in the midst of the dignitaries, in the midst of all the big shots, in the midst of all of them that sat around that were supposed to have the power, they became filled with indignation. Isn't it strange that when you begin to bring truth, people get filled with indignation? Isn't it strange, Minister Milton, that when you come to set the minds of people free that have been caught and captivated in hook, lines, and sinkers and con games and scams, folks get angry.
Amen.
Because they say that you're putting us down.
That's right. And, Bishop, that's the thing. Amen. If you're familiar with a certain situation, you know what I'm saying? You're familiar with that. So you don't want to get out of, the, you know, your familiarity.
That comfort zone.
Yes.
All right.
And you want to, you know, to believe what you already know, you know, to be true. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But when God has a more excellent way, and God's way is true, Bishop, it's what we need each and every day. But
yes.
We want to go where we feel comfortable, like you said, the comfort zone.
Yes.
Amen. And that's the thing. But we got to get out of this comfort zone.
Hallelujah.
And get in the zone of God, what his words say. And we always go back to the word of God, Bishop. And that's what many people, you know, they just want to do what they mama did or grandmama and them did. But, hey, grandmama and them could have been wrong. If it's against the word of God, it is wrong.
That's correct. Amen.
Because the God word, amen, overrules all of that we're familiar with or in comfort with.
You know, Minister Mildred, again, when Jesus went and he saw that woman bent over.
Yes.
You know what? He didn't pet the spiritual nature as to what was going on. You see, we're living in a society now where scientific research has really just shut us down from the truth. And we would rather call it a scientific circumstance than calling it what it was. There was a time in the Bible where the Bible says that a young man whose son, amen, had spirits on him that caused him to go into the fire. He would foam at the mouth. He would go into the water. He would convulse and shake violently. Well, what did the word of God call it? See, scientific research has overtaken our ability to believe what God's word says now. And that's where we are. And so today we would just call it, he's just having seizures. No, there was a spirit that had attached itself to that young man.
Yes.
We've got to get back. I know you done got shame. I know. I know your faith has diminished. Amen. And so we would rather rely upon scientific research. But let me tell you something. What God's word says is what it means. And the Bible says that the man went and said, I took my son to your disciples and they could not heal them. Why? Because many of us just want to go through the motion. But I'm here to tell you, this thing cannot be faked until you make it. You cannot try to go through this thing. I don't care what granddaddy did. I don't care what grandmama does. I don't care, amen, if you're a pastor's son or a pastor's daughter. I don't care, amen. This thing must be done through consecration and sincerity unto the Lord Jesus Christ because it is of an individual nature. Can I tell you something? Anointing ain't passed down because of genealogy. That's why he said in the end time, I will pour my spirit out on all flesh. You see, there used to be a hierarchy on this thing. Kings and then kings were passed down and kingdoms was passed down to the king's son. But it don't work like that now. Listen, the anointing is an individual thing. And if you don't qualify for it, it's not going to be just passed down to you. You must diligently get in sackcloth and ashes and seek the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And, Bishop, I don't care, you got thousands and thousands more people. They're not going to be transferred.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because the anointing is not there at the head. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
The anointing is supposed to destroy the yoke.
Hallelujah.
Amen, today. Amen. And we want to just, you know, encourage people to get back to doing what God's word says.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
And like you said, you know, we put up with so much, Bishop. We put up, and we just don't want to get out of that, like you said, that comfort zone and say, hey, this is not just a Caesar. There's a spirit attached to that, you know? And we got our leaders that, you know, we know personally got sons. And, you know, and we're saying, oh, cast that demon off, you know, and set that young man free. Because I believe that the power of God is still able to do above, that we can even think or ask about the Lord. You know, God's power is still it's still doing. It's still moving. It's still delivering. It's still doing what it's supposed to do, Bishop.
Hallelujah. And it's not changed. And it's not going to lose its power. But the problem is, and as I said before, amen, it's a sad day when the people of God, amen, we, you know what, and the Lord dropped this in my spirit, and I don't know who this is for, but God told me to tell you, stop letting that check make you be a wreck.
Oh, my God.
Listen to me carefully out there. Stop letting that check make you be a wreck. There are many of you that want to be delivered. Amen. You want to be delivered, but you're looking at that disability check as though that's all God got for you.
My God.
Y'all better hear what I'm telling y'all on today. You're thinking that if they cut that disability check off, I ain't going to have no way of making it. Wait just a minute. Mm. Let us go back to the word of God where David said, I was once young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. I'm here to tell you, amen, the same God that brought you into this life know what it takes to sustain you in this life.
That's what I know.
Amen. We had a prayer line that we have every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. And we had a young lady that used to come on our prayer line. God bless her. So to go to show you where people's faith is at.
Yes.
Amen. So you can go to church, amen, and all of this means nothing. But the young lady would come on the prayer line, and she said, oh, my God, I'm so blessed by this prayer line and how much it's just been a blessing and how my faith has come up. And then she began to tell us about her problems and circumstances. And she says, you know, I got a little daughter that's autistic.
Granddaughter
that's autistic. And so she just went into that, and we said, Mother, God wants to heal that baby from autism. God wants to heal him.
Hallelujah.
And I began to pray for it. And then after we got through praying, she said, but wait a minute. If God healed her and she's the only source of income that I get, my money going to stop. Do you know she quit coming on the prayer line?
She quit, Bishop.
Do you know she quit? Because rather than to see her granddaughter saved and delivered, amen, from a spirit of demonic attack, she would rather get the money. Do y'all see what I say? Don't let that check make you stay a wreck.
Bishop, that's so sad.
Did you hear what I said, family?
Selfish and
amen.
Sad.
It hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt me to my heart.
That
amen.
Baby.
That we put more emphasis on the money than the power of God. That is what the body of Christ is succumbed to. We put more emphasis on blessings, amen, than our names being written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
This is where we are now. And because he said iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Con games are running on every side. Amen. People have turned the prophetic into pathetic. Amen. It's always talking about a blessing. It's not preparing people for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has come down to the place now where everything is just like, we might as well just take the OJ song and make it our national anthem. Money, 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 money.
Well, God knows there's a remedy, Bishop. And I even put a status up this morning. I said, you know, we're concerned more about, you know, the season of blessing instead of getting ourselves prepared for the
season of
God coming back. Amen. He's coming back for a prepared people. Amen. We got to be preparing ourselves. We have to examine ourselves daily.
Yes.
We have to. Amen. Jesus is soon to come back.
Hallelujah.
We have mouthpieces out there. Amen. It might be few. Hallelujah. But we're standing and we're declaring and decreeing daily.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Jesus is on his way back.
Yes, he
Amen.
Is.
Examine yourself. Get yourself in order. You know, get your house in order.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. This is not all. You know, Bishop, so many deaths in the last few weeks or so.
Yes.
It's just been people dying and dying,
yes.
leaving here.
Yes.
Amen. And, you know, and people, they see it for a moment. They get shook. But then after that Passover, Bishop, they go right back like nothing happened. Amen. But, you know, there's still a remnant. They're still crying. Hallelujah. Get your house in order.
Oh, yes.
Jesus is soon to come back. Amen.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus went into that temple, and when he went in there, he looked at that woman, and he said, woman, thou art loosed. Listen at this now. Thou art loosed, not from your medical evaluation, not from your scientific understanding. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Jesus knew that this was a demonic nature that had this woman bent all over, bowed over. And after he began to clarify it, he began to tell the scribes and Pharisees, he said, ought not this daughter of Abraham who been bound all the... been right up in the church.
All the time.
Sitting right up in the church. But because nobody had discernment to call it what it is. And this is what we got going on right now. Amen. We look at people in the church with mental issues, and you know, we say, oh, they just throwed off. That's all. And God has given us power over all the power of the enemy. But we're too afraid to stand on it. We're too afraid to proclaim what it is. Amen. If it is a spirit of lunatic, that's what we got to call it. It is a spirit that is attacking the mind. It is a spirit that's got them staring off into space. God bless you. Greetings to you.
Amen. And Bishop, a lot of times, many people want these be delivered, but they don't even have pastors that have the authority. Amen, to even do it, because they don't believe that. You know, many people have come to us and say, we was in a small town, they were saying that their daughter was all messed up, you know, witchcraft and all of this going on. They had not one pastor or nobody leader in the whole city to come and help them. They went around everywhere.
They went to every denomination. They went to the Catholics. They couldn't help them.
They
went to the Baptists.
Yes.
They couldn't help them. They went to the Pentecostals. They couldn't help them. They went to the Church of God in Christ. They couldn't help them. They went to the Apostolic. They couldn't help them. They went to the Methodist. They couldn't help them.
My God.
Y'all don't see how serious this thing
this
has become.
Thing is serious.
Amen. That's how I said. We got faith to get houses, cars, and amen, diamond rings, and apostles' rings, and amen, prophets' robes, and prayer shawls, amen. But when it's all said and done, amen, when it comes to the faith that we to operate the way Jesus did, don't you see the decline? We're slowly declining away from that. Amen. We're slowly declining, amen, when Jesus said, the works that I do, that you shall do also.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
We're slowly declining from that. We're putting more emphasis on materialistic things.
Yes.
And you know what? God ain't pleased with it. Can I tell you something? When you know who Jesus is, you ain't got to chase stuff. Stuff will chase you.
But they're going.
Let me say that one more time. That probably went over your head. When you are in Christ Jesus, you don't have to chase stuff. Stuff will chase you. God will give you the implementation and the mentality of what you need to do so that you can be a preserver in the end time. Joseph's dream had nothing to do with Joseph being wealthy and prosperous for himself. His dream revolved around God said, I will make you a securer of your family and your kinsmen. If anything, riches, glory, and prosperity is not for us to brag and boast and say, I'm driving this kind of car. This kind. No, it is to reach out to Madea, who they done shoved up in the nursing home. It's for Uncle Bob, who they done forgot about and don't want nobody to see about him. It's for him who's all his little check is going toward the rehabilitation center that he's in. So if God done made you wealthy, it's to be a securer of your family members. And to reach out. That's what Joseph did. Joseph helped a whole nation of people. It wasn't just about him. So when we look at what prosperity really is in the body of Christ, we find out that prosperity is to help our neighborhoods, to help our communities. Amen. I ain't said the 501c3. Amen. I'm talking about, amen, there wasn't no 501c3 back in Joseph's time. There wasn't no grant money back in Joseph's time. In the same God that was working back then, is he not working now? Or have we become so dependent upon the 501c3? Have we become so dependent upon the grant and thinking that's all that God can do? No, the same people, amen, during the Montgomery bus march that pooled their money together, we're still able to do it today. We're still able to do it, and God will lead you to people that have that sincere desire, that have that dream to reach out in the community, to rid it of drugs right around the corner from our churches.
And you don't have to even be filthy rich to even start doing that, because you can reach out, Bishop, just one person at a time. If people go back to doing just like the angel to rejoice over one soul.
One
Hallelujah.
Soul. Praise
this thing
God.
This is not in the masses. You
Hallelujah.
One.
One.
One makes a difference.
Praise God.
In the eyes of God. Amen. Now, maybe not in man's eyes, because we're, you know, in our little mind. Amen.
we caught up in numbers.
Yes.
Amen.
God,
we caught up in numbers.
Reach
Amen.
Out and touch somebody's life. Amen. It started one person at a time.
It tickles me a lot of time when you invite people to church the first day. Well, how many members y'all got?
Because
we don't want to go to no church where there ain't a lot of members at. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I tell people, as a pastor, shepherd, I ain't got no members. Everything belongs to Jesus. Amen. Them people ain't mine. Amen. Those people don't belong to me. Amen. These sheep do not belong to me. They belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's why you
Amen. And that's
Christ.
The reason. That's right. And that's the reason why I respect God's sheep.
That's right.
I respect God's sheep. I understand that he has given me the oversight. But now watch this. It wasn't nothing. See, I didn't come up through the ranks. Amen. I was handpicked from birth.
Yes. Yes.
Praise be to God. I did not come up through the ranks. I was handpicked from birth and taught through the ranks.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. And you know what? Had to pull away from the ranks because many of the ranks were in error. So God will give you instructors and teachers, and then you know what? As your understanding opens, as God begins to give you clarity and greater vision concerning the works, you'll find yourself straying from the organization. You'll find yourself straying from the denomination. You'll find, just like Jesus did, he strayed from the denomination of his time. He strayed from the organization. Why? Because he said, "Know ye not that I must be about my organization's business?" No.
My Father's business.
I must be about my Father's business. "Know ye not I must be about my denomination's business?" No. I must be about my Father's business. And when you come to that place, Minister Mildred, in your walk, you're going to be hated. When you come to that place, you're going to be misliked.
Oh,
when you
yeah.
come to that place, you're going to be ostracized
even
and
by
persecuted.
Family, Bishop. Amen. It's going to start even close around you first. Amen. The ones that are supposed to support you, you would think. Amen. But when you take a stand for Christ, for God I live and for God I die,
yes.
you're going to find out that the ones that you thought would be there won't. And maybe God made it like that, Bishop.
Well, let's go back to Joseph. The ones that he thought would be there were the very ones that threw him in a pit. The very ones, amen, that says, amen, I embrace your teaching. I embrace what you're saying will be the ones that throw you in the pit.
Sure.
Because you know what? You don't embrace a name. You don't embrace a denomination. You don't embrace something that is superficial. You embrace the power of the living God. And this is what God is bringing his body back to embrace the power of the Shekinah glory,
Woo!
To embrace the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong now. We all got to start for something.
Yes.
Amen. We all got to start from somewhere. Amen. Many of us grew up in the projects, but you ain't in the projects no more. Many of you grew up, amen, in the shotgun shacks, but you're not in the shotgun shacks no more. Many of you grew up with the hand-me-downs that whatever your brother couldn't fit was passed down to you. But now look what God has done. You see, you've gone on to perfection, and this is what God is calling for in this end time, for the saints of God to go unto perfection. You're not being perfected if I'm not teaching you how to read for yourself. You're not being perfected if I'm not teaching you how to get in the Word of God for yourself. Nothing gives a parent greater joy than when their baby comes into this world.
Mm.
And this can be even equivalated with baby saints or people just coming into the born-again experience. Nothing gives you greater clarity and understanding than to see them trying to do for themselves. For when that baby was little, you had to get the Gerber baby food and stick the food in their mouth. And many times, yep, just like many of you, are still babies in your understanding, because when something of a greater magnitude is given to you to eat and digest, yeah. you do just like a little baby when you put those peas and carrots in his mouth. You spit it right out. Oh, but let him put some bananas in your mouth.
That tastes good.
Oh, let him put some apricots and some pears in your mouth. You're going